The devotional for Monday, February 29th, 2016, is written by Alina Konaski, current senior MDiv student at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary from Phoenix, Arizona. The devotional for today is based on Genesis chapter 44, verses 18 through 34. This passage is from the middle of a story, one that is about Joseph, but also about so many others. Take Judah, the speaker here. He was one of Joseph's older brothers, the son of Leah, and one of the brothers who tried to kill Joseph when he was younger. In fact, it was Judah who suggested selling Joseph into slavery. Yet, here he is, offering himself as Joseph's slave to save his younger brother Benjamin from the same fate. Benjamin is Rachel's other son, so beloved by their father that Jacob didn't want to let Benjamin go to Egypt. He's not too different from Joseph, but still Judah offers his life in exchange for Benjamin's. Joseph isn't the only one who's changed in this, as this story has unfolded. Judah has offered himself as a surety for his brother Benjamin. He's responsible for him in his father's eyes. As I read, I remember another son of Judah who also offered himself for another. He also took on the responsibility for not just one, but for many, giving of his life in order to save them. He offered himself not into slavery, but into death. There's no sordid history behind Jesus' sacrifice, not on God's end, yet there is the same love, the same desperate desire to save. God's love acted out in and through Jesus is powerful, proven and acted out through his life, his death, and his resurrection. As we sit in this period of waiting, of remembering the pain and the darkness, let us also remember God's love, which Jesus acted out, and which is the source of our hope. Let us pray. God, thank you for your love made visible and physical in Jesus Christ. Help us to see its echoes all around us, whether in the Bible, in the people around us, or in the small moments of life. In your name we pray. Amen.